God, I thought they were so annoying. Probably did the party go.
Shut down at 2:30ish, 2:45ish.
I shut down hours before that. I just like stuck my earplugs in a little bit.
Oh, you had earplugs?
Yeah.
Oh,
I was like, you know what? When you guys were singing at the top of your lungs, it woke me up out of the earplugs.
Dang.
That's what friends are for. Keep smiling.
That's awesome.
I woke up and I was like, that just made me smile. Like, oh my God, this is awesome.
Oh my God, so much love.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And the funny thing was, in the circle, it was like, this is what I heard afterwards, and I wasn't there. But Jenny was then, our neighbor, totally crashed the party.
Yeah, that was great.
Did they stay
late? They came back.
Kelly and Travis?
Well, Travis.
He stayed the whole time.
Travis was.
Well, that bottle,
seriously,
there was a bottle of tequila just getting passed around in
the
circle.
He was chugging.
Yeah.
Chugging straight out of the wall. And he hadn't even had dinner.
Oh,
he was hurting so bad.
Oh.
Kelly texted me a picture of him.
Oh,
like, he made it to the sofa.
Oh, yeah, like out of bed. He actually made it.
Oh, man, they were funny.
Yeah, they were.
Hey, I'll suggest him.
Hello?
Somebody say something really loud. Louder.
Thanks for the encouragement. These are all awesome.
Thank you.
That was
the talking
about.
Thank you, guys.
Sounds like a success.
What? Can you hear us now?
Speak yesterday.
No problem.
Really?
Okay, now can you hear it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, what do we want to talk about today?
The agenda.
Let's go off the agenda.
The agenda.
So, notebooks. So, I guess maybe Sam might have started. Or so, maybe I did that.
About project?
Yeah. So me and Sam have been talking about this, and I followed up with some other stuff yesterday. And I guess, correct me, but the main kind of thing is interested in the ability to look for links between projects and everybody's notebooks, right?
Yeah, essentially. Yeah. You know, because like when we were looking through some of Dave's stuff, and you know, it's all chronological and stuff, but there's not some common like a tag where you can.
Yeah.
Just type in a tag and find all the stuff that Dave did for one particular project, because he may have done something one week, and not Dave, but same as mine. It's like do something and then a month later do another thing related to it, but now it's separated by for a month, and if there's no common terms associating those together, how do you track down all the data associated with
so
a particular
project?
Search terms.
Yeah. So here's a couple things I've been thinking about a lot. So. Coincidentally, was it Friday? I talked to this Hack Your PhD woman and Brian Lansing, who's part of the Open Science Federation. He was here talking about Open Notebook. And they actually have, the Open Science Federation has this page here, the Open Notebook Science Network, where they kind of do that, because I tweeted yesterday. I said, well, why can't, let's do something like this. He said, we kind of got that. But I think it's based on their WordPress format. But this is it, right? I mean, if we could do something that's for us, if it was like keyword searching or something, it would be one way to get about it. The challenge with us, or challenge with anything, is the cross-platform use, right?
Yeah.
Which is another thing I want to talk about, too.
Standardizing.
So what I did this morning, you can do site-specific searches, and I think we can hack around this a little bit. It's not ideal, but if you take the word like methylation and you go into we could set up like buttons or something or keywords. If I was to search a word, I could limit the domain to like GitHub, my Evernote, my Wikispaces, and you get like that, which is pretty close.
Yeah.
So that's the best thing I could come up with.
limited search.
Yeah, well, that's been so far. I mean, ideally, you think there'd be a way to, like, scrape text from all of these sites. It shouldn't be that hard to just scrape it and find relationships. And I would like a pretty picture, you know, of relationships between things. I think that would be really, really neat, too. But I think that's, yeah. Does anybody else have any other ways to do it? Ideas?
Thinking about Granny, I think a lot of other people do subheading so that at least if you go in and search for the subheading for your project, you can get to all the entries eventually.
Yeah. So you're saying, yeah, I mean, you could go through your page, and is what you're saying, and just search for a word, and you could find all the occurrences there, right?
Yeah, like my proteomic stuff is called secondary stress proteomics.
Yeah.
So everything that I've done for that is for that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of what I do, but yeah. the extra feature we would like is if there was anything closely related to based on words in the notebook in somebody else's notebook and or project specific, like we could use the same code. This is probably what we were, one way to get around it is if we were working on the same project, have some kind of keyword, kind of like how Emma has within her own notebook. But I was thinking about a more lazy way to do it is to just, if you could just like scrape all the text and look for them, but that's not what, but you know.
Yeah, but sometimes people abbreviate stuff and that's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you just took two random pages that are full of text, you would, and if you just analyze, like I'm thinking about that.
It's like a hashtag approach, right?
Right. Or remember that journal finder where you would put the content of your text of your paper and it would find all the related papers just by looking at the text patterns? It's called Jane.
Yeah,
semantic, right? And it's essentially that kind of engine where it doesn't matter. It's not smart about what you're doing, it just looks at every word.
But still, like, thinking about Sam's example of trying to find entries, like, it's still going to just return you Dave's notebook page. It's not going to give you Dave's notebook entries related to the same project.
Yeah.
It seems like there's, like, a big picture and then more of a...
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Within a notebook, like Emma's.
Right. Thing. And then that also gets... across the platform thing, like when you're use Evernote, it's a single. The advantage is it's a single page per entry, but you can't. Whereas, like the wiki, it's a single total page. And both has their pros and cons.
Yeah.
So yeah. But it would be, yeah. I don't know. I'm gonna talk more to this. I might even get this guy Brian to come out to our next seminar to talk about that, about the technologies they're developing around open notebook science and creating ways to make them really more discoverable at the big picture. So, but I think ours would be a great test case because we've got multiple platforms. Because they've done it, I think, just with people using WordPress. Which would be pretty easy, but ours, since we don't need to do something beyond WordPress, it's harder. Yeah. I still think, though, like some kind of centralized search, like if somebody wanted to see everything that we were doing on Oysters right now, it's quite challenging. Right? You would go to Wiki Spaces. And then you might go to Evernote, and then you might go to, now my stuff's on GitHub. So a way to kind of centralize at least the portal. I mean, I know we've got the wiki as a way to people funnel there, but still they can search and find stuff. So just something to think about. So speaking of, so let's just keep on this notebook thing for a little bit. And kind of think about what are the pros and cons of each platform, or more, I guess more kind of organic is, what's your biggest complaint, those people who use notebooks? Max, let's start with you. Challenge, impediment, frustrating.
I don't know. I like the way I do, I have it set up right now. I like using the wiki for my like wet lab stuff, just because I feel like it should be all on the same page, because it kind of goes from day to day and there's multiple steps involved, and it just feels more like a notebook. I feel like my Evernote and bioinformatics is just like a little more notey. Like some of them are just kind of silly, but I'll want to search for it one day and I know it's there. But it doesn't always look super nice. I just throw all my screenshots in there and kind of talk through what I do. So maybe kind of annoying to use them both, but I like using them both right now.
Okay, so you like the fact that you're going across, because it helps you keep organized, right?
Yeah.
Can I just, sorry for a second, Giles, is the sound cutting out for you too?
Just a little, I can hear you.
Okay.
I think what's happening, you can hear me now, right, Emma, right?
Yeah, it was just when Matt was talking, it was cutting out a lot.
Yeah, what's going on, I'm noticing it, is when I'm typing, it automatically mutes me because it thinks it doesn't want, I'm trying to type when Matt talks to take notes. And so what it appears to be doing is muting me, because I know I saw that up here on the screen.
So keyboard sounds don't get sent across.
Yeah.
It's clever.
So I'll try to type quieter or not
quiet.
Type. that's probably a setting, right? All right, keep going, Jack.
That's it.
It works perfectly.
If I wrote everything down the way I was supposed to, it would.
Right. So that's an example of an impediment. So what? Why do you think you don't write everything down? It must be challenging or something. So if you just kind of step back and think about how you're doing it, why doesn't everything get in there?
It's probably just, I feel like that's probably just in general, any notebook, even if it was a paper notebook, you shouldn't, grad school.
Oh, I agree, but if there's like...
Where I scribble stuff down on the bench, you know, and it's like, I'll write it up.
Right. So, I think Claire brings up an excellent point. What, say that again?
Is this going to be the
last week's lab meeting?
We're doing it directly in the notebook, so
right.
you're not losing.
So you're not losing. But I agree with you, it's universal, but if it takes you 5 steps to write it down there as opposed to 1, to me that's 5 more impediments. Like if you open a window, open a new page, and this is just a general example. So I'm trying to think of the most streamlined way of doing it. And of course, you know, if you're doing something like an IPython, it doesn't really matter because you don't have to report it, because the fact that you're doing it, you're reporting it, if that makes sense. But I'm not saying that's the... Yeah, and it's what I use, but there are advantages and disadvantages to all of them. So for example, to pick on you, you do in your bioinformatics, you do your command line stuff or your blast or whatever or your bed tools, and then you just try to cut and paste and write as much as you can in your Evernote notebook about it, right?
Yeah.
All right, Sam. What about you? You're exclusively wiki, right?
Yeah. Although I have been using Evernote for the Friedman Lab, like phage identification stuff. I don't know. I mean, I sort of feel like switching over to Evernote would be more beneficial. But this is more in recent times, like talking about trying to track down people that have done stuff over multiple projects, and being able to tag something and pull up all those individual entries as opposed to, you know, doing a control F on, you know, someone's notebook and then trying to go through all the instances. If you're not looking for even the right word, you might never come across that project, because if, like, you know, like with Claire's DNA stuff, you know, that isolated, I don't know what to call that, so I just have in my notebook Claire sample.
Yeah.
You know? And so it's like no one will ever find that unless they remember the date that I was doing it and just try to search for Claire, and, you know, in another 2 years will I have more Claire's sample entries, you know, in the notebook. So I feel like being able to tag stuff will, you know, just make searching and finding stuff much faster and easier. So I've been contemplating searching or whatever, but I don't know.
The tag, yeah, I mean, that's probably, if not a major, well, that's one thing unique to the Evernote.
Right.
It's kind of, you can tag it.
Yeah.
Because I do like that feature, though I never used it. The feature was there. I just, you know.
Yeah.
But I did something similar to what, like, Emma would do, and we just have a unique name, like you know, like, if it's just a code I use, you'll see it. Right? And that's how I kind of keep, so it's essentially the same thing, I just put in the title.
And then, you know, with images and stuff for Evernote, I mean, you just click and drag, and you don't have to worry about URLs, and, you know, potentially accidentally saving something on the wiki, overwriting somebody else's image that was saved there from years ago. And,
yeah.
So, I don't know. So I'm on the verge of putting a link to an Evernote notebook in my
wiki.
Yeah.
So why, how is that better than IPython?
I don't know. I have not tried IPython.
Okay.
You have to download that, right? It has to run on your computer, right? It's not a web-based.
You can, yeah, there's a web-based free version on Wakari. But yeah, I have it locally installed. I installed it on almost a lot of the machines now. You might want to try it out.
I've been meaning to
related to that. I mean, Claire's tried it out.
Yeah, what are your thoughts?
She likes it.
She likes it.
Which says a lot. Yeah. You don't like something.
Listen. But
can we see your IPython notebook?
That's what gets a little bit tricky. No. So it's like two steps to share it.
Okay.
And so, I mean,
like, is hers available, like, right now?
Is whose?
Claire's.
I can access it.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, I know, but can we access it yet?
No, it's.
I mean, I just want to see what you've done. I want to see what it looks like compared to, like, what Steven's doing. That's all. I wasn't actually worried about access, but that's an interesting. That's interesting.
So really, so other people, it's not really easy to access.
Well, mine is, because I've done a little bit of setting it up. So what happens is, like, Claire has a notebook page that she did. I can maybe show you. But really, this is what it looks like on a computer. Okay? So you have to render it in a viewer. For example, this is a link that I made that renders that text into a pretty picture, which kind of looks like, you know, it has your sketch stuff and everything else, but it also, you can see how it's run within there. But for instance, I think so that's kind of the two-step approach. So it becomes a page, but the more I think about it, it's probably better that we can see each other's. We probably look at each other's stuff more than anybody else, and we probably need to just realize that and focus on that. Because, like, for instance, Claire's and mine actually too, when I save, it saves to Dropbox. And so really, you could just open it up on your computer at any time in Dropbox or the cloud. The other kind of, so I think it's worth a shot. And kind of related to that, I've come up with I think I've talked to Sam about this, but I've come up with like a better solution to grab pictures that's a little bit faster. I don't know if anybody else has had any trouble with the speed of Evernote, but I have. So I've got it set up where I can take this picture, screenshot there. You can't see my window, you can't see the thing, because it's windows down here. And then that crash is sketch. But I've got it where right here I share it. So I share it to Eagle. So instead of, what it does is it, puts that image on Eagle in a specific folder. She never did live demos. Anyway, it normally works, but it puts it on Eagle, so it's backed up better, and it creates a embed code, so then you just paste that in iPython and it renders a picture. So it's a couple more clicks than dragging the picture over, but it gives you the extra kind of security of actually having the file on an Eagle. So that is the one disadvantage of iPython, is you can't really just drag, but you can do two clicks and embed it. And that's what these are. These are really just embedded pictures that are hosted on Sketch. Because that's the other thing with that's the one scary thing with the wiki. If you're embedding them off Evernote, then if Evernote dies one day, then we don't really have the picture. And I've seen that in some people's notebooks. Or a link break or something like that. Okay.
Mac, have you sat by them?
No.
Hey, Emma. Emma.
Yeah.
Have you tried iPython at all?
What?
No.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So. Like I said, Wakari has it's free, you can use it, but the downside is that is like if you want to use like Blast and Bed and all those kind of programs, I haven't figured out how to install. I'm trying to work on that now, so I just got it all locally. That way you can like just type Blast and just like you would the command line and that kind of stuff. What's different between that and the terminal, Claire?
iPython?
Yeah. What's the best thing you like about it compared to doing it at the doing those commands?
Well, I just like that it runs everything in the notebook and it's always documented. And it's just laid out really clean. Like, when I copy and paste, like my code from terminal to my notebook, it's just, like, a paragraph of code. Yeah. And this way it's, like, separated out to small, like, steps, kind of.
Yeah. So, yeah, anyway, I don't know how we got onto that, but. I'll keep thinking of a way to link them together.
And so then with IPython, you don't have a long run. It's not like a wiki. You don't end up having a long run.
I could, and that's something I've been thinking about. So the way I'm doing it now, I'm doing them as like a project-based thing. So let's say I'm interested in the Black Abalone annotation project. So I just kind of have a predefined idea of what it is. And I might work on it for a month, and I'll go back to different places and sequentially and organize it and move things around. So that's how I'm doing it. Now, in theory, you could just run it you could run it straight, a page a month or a page a year. There's nothing really keeping you from doing that. And that gets back to just kind of thinking about the best. So it kind of comes through a circle about organization. And that's the thing with mine. I mean, mine, you can just search the text, which is, that's, but that's just about all you can do anyway. Or like you were, like I was showing you.
Yeah, right.
Well. See, these are all, these, this is my notebook for, this is what I've done in a notebook since July. And so you can kind of glance at that and see these are probably related because they have the same prefix. And that's about it. Now, if you wanted to search my this repository for, like, let's say, abalone.
Wait, so those are all your projects?
Those are all my
entries.
So yeah. That's what Sam's getting at, like, how do I organize it? And see, so I can just do a text search, so it shows me every, it just looks for the word in all of these files, and then I could, you know, go to the text file. So it's that's how it works. Again, if you wanted to, it's interesting to think about, though. We should probably just be considering ourselves now and accessing ourselves, and there's an easier way to do it if we all had the software. But, you know, you could also just go here for right now and, you know, pick one that looks good, and then it just, it clicks rendering instead of all that text. But anyway.
Is Claire's available for viewing yet?
Yeah. If you open up iPython,
can you pull it up on here or no?
Yeah, I can pull it up.
I mean, it's more curiosity. So, I mean, how are you going to organize your? Are you going to have a long, like a never-ending iPython notebook, or will you have multiple? I don't know what you want to call them, pages or something. iPython pages, files.
Yeah, I'll probably have multiple pages, like,
super. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of why I want to have this conversation, because these are all, because I'm getting started, Clay's getting started, how the best way to do that. I mean, if we were to organize ourselves, we would probably identify the main kind of goals. And I would say that would be within group discovery. Right? Because all we care about ourselves, right? Would that be the primary goal? Mm-hmm. That we could find it, and then, anyway, hold on. Okay, so this is how I have to start it from the command line every time.
This all sounds like impediments to me.
Impediments?
For a person that already has a hard time writing everything down.
Well, yeah, so there's
a... And then you say start at the command line.
Okay, so this is the interface, yeah. Right? So these are all the files. So Claire's notebook or her entries, or she saves them in here, and see they're all IPyND files. So I think really all I have to do is if I want to see her notebook, I can just drag it into here. See it has showed up right there, and I can upload it. And this is where it gets really exciting. Because now I could actually, I'm not messing with it, but I can start doing stuff in it. Like if I wanted this to be, it's not saving to her file anymore. Right? But I can take what she's doing, or she can take what I'm doing, and you can look at exactly what she's doing. She said, well, I like what she did, but I want to use my file here. So then you can just cut and paste, and then rerun it. And then you just get an error. I mean, so it's an active notebook, or like if she's just looking at the.
This can't be stand alone though, because there's no explanation of anything.
Well, this is Claire's first attempt, okay? So let's not discourage her, Emma. I mean.
Well, you don't have it either.
Huh?
Well, you almost never write down explanations for why you do things in your notebook.
But it's obvious, right?
Can you write entries? Like, can you write a paragraph
yes.
about what the code is, what you're doing, what the different parts of it mean?
Yes. course. So what it, so what you can do is, so this is Player's Notebook. So it's based on these little tabs. And so I could, I don't want to run code, I just want to put text. That's just text, okay? And then if I use Markdown, okay, which allows you to kind of do formatting. So if you wanted to make all of this like italics or, okay, stuff like that. So it gives you formatting and you can put in lists and heads. So if I want, now I want to say this is a you know, kind of a description. But I want to make it like really big because I want to do a subheading. That's kind of how it works. So you could get, and go ahead, Emma.
If someone is doing a project where they're not running a lot of code, does something like IPython make sense for them?
It probably doesn't have any great advantage at that point if they're not running, it's a good question, but you could have, I mean, people write blogs in this because then it could just be one full page of check. So the only advantage I see of IPython in that context is it's a simple text file that could be, the way I do it, it's easily versionable on GitHub, which means you can have a complete record of every single change you make on it, which has some kind of provenance or our value to it.
How does the backup work for iPython?
Sync it with GitHub. So it's every single solitary version of it is on GitHub. And if it happens to be in Dropbox where mine resides, it's also backed up automatically with NFlare, it's automatically in Dropbox. The disadvantage, none of my entries have a data file in them. Whereas in Evernote, you can actually drag a file over, which I couldn't because some of them are 50 gigabytes, so I wouldn't do it anyway. So they're all linked in Eagle. So all of my data is on Eagle in my directory, which is fine too, as long as it's backed up. So yeah. So anyway, that's Claire's page. But so the biggest value is that, or one of the values is you could go in and run the code or see what they did and tweak it. For example, like so here's one a little bit more organized. I have a header, pictures. When I'm doing codes, I comment about what I'm doing, like put the comments on, like I'm only looking at the map reads or I'm checking the accepted hits. I'm still using screenshots when something breaks so that I can do it, you know, running it again. And then new section, I'm doing something else to get Exxon coverage. And this is the code. If I want to change the axes on these, I could just, well, I have to actually rerun everything, but I'll just do that. See, that's the thing, if go in here and change something and then just rerun it. Like, I made a mistake on a file, and I did like five steps, and so then I just went back and changed the first one, and then just bam, 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 and then it tips everything and it spits it out. So that's what the star means, that it's running. So now I'm importing a text file from Eagle into the system in pandas, and I'm gonna print it, just look what it looks like, and then I'm just gonna generate a histogram of that file. But it's gotta import it first, but it knows to do these in order. See? So all I did there was change the axes on it. But if you were doing something similar or wanted to see how to do it, you could just use the notebook. And then you saw this from me and Claire's notebook, Claire and I's notebook. Head is a very useful command because it just lets you look at the first 10 lines of a line. We're using a bunch of tab delimited files so you can check it and see what it looks like. when it says, so this one's a little bit more descriptive with screenshots and reproducible. All right.
So this might be getting too specific, but something like the head command, is that an OS X terminal command, or is that a Python?
Terminal command. You get that works now if you're in terminal.
Okay.
So yeah, so head WC is word count. You could run it. You could run all that just in your terminal.
Then you can also run like Python or Perl or like SAM tools,
yes,
stuff like that, right? I mean,
yes,
you just have to have them installed on your computer and then
you have to put it in the right directory.
Line.
I don't know,
yeah,
if Giles probably knows the right word for this, but I have to copy the program into my user binlib file. And then it knows it's there. It looks for all the programs in one directory. And so that's in my notebook. So I just do that and then it runs. So I use Blast, SAM tools, bed tools. And that's really all I'm using right now. And then the regular bash commands, like the translating, that's how we're doing the comma to the tab and find and replace and all those are just regular command lines to work on the terminal, but you can access them. Alright, so that's about, so I guess that's just a random conversation about notebooks, but I'm still interested in trying to aggregate them, and happy to help anybody play around with the IPython more. So let's move on really quickly. I'm trying to dot this. Who was at the, I keep asking, I'm going to write it down now and I might mute it out, but who was at the OA meeting for the Unseminar series?
Trevor.
Trevor was?
Carolyn.
Huh?
Carolyn Friedman. Emma too.
What's her, you don't know her last name?
Emma Hodgson.
Huh?
Hodgson? S-O-N, something like that.
Okay.
And Lori, whose name I don't remember from the Halibut Commission. I don't remember her last name.
Halibut Lori.
Who was at the last one? So Brooke, Sarah Bender.
Yeah.
And Gwen.
Gwen Hennon.
Last name? Okay, I'm going to try to keep a little bit of record of that, maybe. Like I said, I might try to get the science, along this idea, get the Open Science Network guy to come to our next one to talk about ways to, for us maybe to do this, because he's very into facilitating and has resources and computational things that I don't know, I think he might be willing to. Or we've got a couple other directions too. What else? Barbecue is August the 13th, all day. My place.
Sweet. Are you going to set up an official Google?
Yeah, I'll do an
event.
Picture. Yeah, that's pretty cool because I can see all y'all's pictures, you know,
from the Aliens Bar.
From Aliens
Bar.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, it's super fun. I was having a good time.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Lisa only had the event scheduled for like 1 hour, so pretty much shut down Lisa uploads for most of the good parts.
So just, Brent, can you tell us a little bit about the planting out? When is that? What's going on?
That is, so we're deploying the fully transplant experiment. So the seed will be ready, and which is a whole other issue, but we're deploying the 18th, 19th, and 20th at three different sites, which is going to, and we're putting out 12 trays of oysters that are about the size of these little bar graph things. That have to be anchored in place, and we're going out at low tide.
Yeah, I'm blue.
Well, I'm working on that this week. The gluing is still an open question, I think. But, yeah, so there may be a lot of prep work, or there may not be a lot of prep work, depending on what we decide.
We got the whole day the 13th to prep.
Sweet barbecue.
So I have a tendency to glue myself together, so you should keep me away from the.
Well, I think the last bit of effort is gluing Velcro.
John wants me to try just straight onto the tile again, with the back side of the tile this time.
Okay.
So he dropped off a tile.
Oh, a tile and the.
And the tray, yeah. All right. So he's still on that.
All right.
So I'm going to give it another try.
All right. Is Hannah in this week?
I haven't seen.
On the calendar?
I haven't
looked. I don't think she's on the calendar.
She's not on the calendar. No.
All right.
Yeah, so we may need a lot of help moving oysters at some point.
We're probably not going to do all of them. I still like the subset idea, right?
Me too.
Yeah. So no matter how we do it.
Yeah. But it's still a lot. I mean, it's 20. If we glue, it'll be 25 per tray. 12 trays, 4 sites.
Seems like a 30.
That's doable.
When hot glue.
It's not hot glue. It's going to be, not epoxy. Well, we might try epoxy too, but we're going to hopefully cyanoacrylic glue. So, like, super glue gel. Yeah. So there, anyway, deployment.
18, 19, 20.
Which is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
But you would need help before then.
We will need help before that. Which I'm not sure where we're going to do that. I'm thinking we're going to do it at Port Gamble.
Well, first we got to decide if we're glue
if we're doing it, but yeah.
Yeah. But, so yeah, we'll see about that. The Facebook effort. How does everybody feel about that?
Good, except one I like stuff is the Robert's Lab, to be fair. So then I make us like our own posts.
That's pretty awesome. That's pretty circular.
That's so perfect.
All right. Any suggestions to make it better? Different? I think Jessica's must have the most friends because when she likes something, got us up to 156 reaches. Nobody's come close to that. I don't know how that works, but.
How does that work? How does which work?
The reaches, like the number of reaches we get.
Oh,
yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably that. People see
it. Is that a percentage of your friends or something?
Well, I think if you have more friends, then more people see it, and more people see it, that translates into reaches.
How do they know?
I don't know.
Like your mom.
Y'all tell me.
They
do know.
Jessica said she's been reposting things.
What's that?
Jessica's been reposting things. She shares things that we post on her own page.
So, like, Jessica's here. 148 people saw this.
From
that
her page.
Is that what it means?
That's because she's got a lot of people visit her page.
She's basically advertising for us.
Well, I think she just has more friends than we do.
Well, duh. It's not her time.
All right.
She has a friend in Mycorrhiza.
This is TWIF 13.
TWIF 13. I can jam to this.
Huh?
If I was walking in the lab, I could definitely jam to this.
What is that?
That's the TWIF.
You made it?
Well, nobody else is making them.
We have a good one.
Then always cut it in with Charles looking away. That's a lot, but he's not here.
This is my favorite.
Which one?
Sam.
This one?
Sam doing science and rocking out later.
Oh, this one.
That's great.
All right, back to important stuff. Did Jake get some, and he's on the, maybe listening, did Jake get some advice about housing? I saw y'all put some comments.
Tried
to put some comments on there.
Did someone tell me he needs to spend a little more?
Yeah, I didn't want it. I mean, Claire kind of said that.
Okay, yeah. He's tough to find on that. Wow.
He's in for a shock.
Yeah. He's going to move down the rent or something.
I mean, I wonder if he can find
one.
That looks backwards. What else? Giles, you playing around with the assembly?
Yeah, so I went and I ran the sequences through the quality center, and I realized it screwed up the paired reads. So I'm going to go through and put it all into CLC, just have CLC to determine before I try and do the assembly. Like it cut out sequences from like the forward reads, but not from the reverse, and so on and so forth. And so things didn't quite line up. That makes sense.
I knew we should have. We just realized that y'all were talking about it. What else? Emma, have you opened up those SQL files for me? Maybe?
What file?
So I can follow your workflow?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay.
I haven't done it yet. I took a weekend off so I could just wallow in my depression about my data, and now I'm going to face it
with a good attitude?
Best attitude I can muster.
All right, well, yeah, if you open it up, I can take a look at it too, see if I can find anything it worth kind of pursuing. All right, what else? Anything else?
What are Emma's thoughts on the notebook? What are her pros and cons?
Oh, yeah, well, that's a good point. Emma, what are your thoughts about notebook and your pros and cons?
Oh, Sam, did you see my chat?
I just
used the wiki cases, and I think that it's kind of clunky, but that's all I got. I still like it.
Do you use Evernote?
No, not anymore. I was using it a little while, but then I learned how to embed files using Evernote, and so I don't use Evernote.
When you say clunky with Evernote, what do you mean? What's
wiki spaces.
I'm sorry. That's what I meant to say. What do you mean by clunky?
Oh, like if I copy and paste something, it like shoots me down to the bottom of the page, and I have to scroll all the way back up. Formatting sometimes is annoying. It doesn't let me do shortcuts.
By the way, when you copy and paste something and it shoots down to the end of the page,
mm-hmm.
if you just type anything, it'll take you right back to where you pasted it. So I usually press the space bar right after I paste something, and then it takes you right back to where you were.
Yeah,
still
annoying though.
Yeah, I agree. I'm just trying to help you out. Like, it's a tip.
Yeah, you just give me a lot of time.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, it just got too cumbersome. I mean, it might be worth exploring, doing a workflow in both ways and seeing what works.
I just like it because everything I've done to this point is there, and I like having all of my stuff in one place.
Yep, that's an excellent point.
Coming from the most organized person, that is probably good advice.
Yes, however, I'm working on a thing. I'm pretty sure. I don't think I've done it. You should be able to easily take your entire Evernote notebook, WikiSpaces.
It's all markdown already.
Huh?
It's all markdown.
Well, it's not markdown, but it's WikiSpaces. It's proprietary. It's a proprietary. But there's, I have a script that converts it.
Oh.
I think. I haven't played with it, but I might do that. Play around with it. Anyway, what I'm saying is you can take your entire WikiSpaces notebook and make it at one entry in an IPython notebook if you wanted to.
Because it's so just, then I feel like you'd have to go back and check and make sure that stuff is transferred well, and I have 4 years.
Yeah, I agree. I'm just kind of letting people know options. I mean, I understand you, and it'll be different for different people, but I'm just wanting to step back and let people explore different ways of doing it and just thinking blankly about, you know, not just doing things the way we've done because we've always done them and there might be other ways to do it. But yeah, I agree. I mean, there's definitely advantages to that and disadvantages. One of these days I'm going to have to create a table and try to list them all out. But I think they're quasi. All right, anything else?
How about, can we ask Claire?
What?
What are you getting all angry about? What your opinions are about the notebooks? Which ones do you like? Which ones don't you? Holy crap.
I mean, I haven't, like...
Ask Claire, what?
I haven't used IPython.
Sorry. It's gonna be that screen.
I started last week. I really, really like it for, like, script stuff, obviously, because what I've been doing before is I run all my script on the mini, and then I have to, like, copy it and paste it in the send an email to myself because, like, and then paste it to my Evernote.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Send an email to yourself.
And so.
That has the internet on it.
My Evernote's on my computer. Yeah.
So I don't log into Evernote. I don't use Evernote like you do.
If you're sitting there,
do it.
Wait a second. So you're telling me you guys are sitting at a computer connected to the internet. You copy and paste stuff into an email instead of opening a new tab, having Evernote.com and logging in, and just pasting it directly into Evernote.
This is why she gets defensive, because you get all attitude on it.
Yes, that's right. Like,
just
what I did.
Constructively.
Oh. Okay, but they're told not constructive.
All right. No, I'm trying to clarify. Both of you are doing that. That's what's surprising.
Yeah,
me.